RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. Jordan Mailata show at 6, Players Lounge at 7. That is your 2:30 Tupac. Of course, there's 3:30 Country, 4:30 90s, 5:30 Creed.
I can't wait for 3:30 Country today.
Oh,
you're going to hate it.
Oh, wow. What a sell.
You're going to hate it. Me and Justin in Tennessee were cooking this one up.
Oh, I bet.
We always ask, is Spike going to like this one or hate this one?
You have a good temperature reading on whether I'm going to like it or hate it now, right?
Yeah, 100%. You're going to hate it.
Okay, great. Tune in at 3:30 for 30 seconds of a song that I'm going to hate. That is the show. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Dreaming of another chip? Make her feel like a world champion every day with a custom diamond ring from Mark's Jewelers. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Which describes how you feel more today? Happy with the win or annoyed with the offense? Ike, what do you think the poll is at? What do you feel more today? Happy with the win or annoyed at the offense?
Oh, listen, we are an ever-evolving fan base.
We are.
And I think the fans realize we are in a pivotal point in the season.
Yes.
We got to take the wins how we can get them.
Okay.
So I think more people are satisfied with the win than are complaining about the offense, although not overwhelmingly. So let's go with, since 58 had a big game yesterday, let's go with 58%.
How about 51% happy with the win, 49%.
Okay. A little closer than I thought.
Annoyed with the offense, yep. That is close. That's a close one. Yeah. We will get to Nick Sirianni's comments after the game, which were something else. After we talk to Louie, Nebraska. Louie, you're on WIP. What's up, Lou?
We got Louie in Denver and Louie in Nebraska.
Only Louie's today.
What's up, fellas? Merry Christmas and Happy New Year, Pete.
Merry Christmas.
What's up, Louie?
Listen, I'm more excited about the win. See, you have to understand that is not going to be pretty. This season isn't pretty, right?
That's
we have
right.
high expectations because we played so well last season. But just because you shot 65 yesterday doesn't mean you're going to shoot 65 today. I'm sorry, though.
That's right, Louie.
This is how it's going to
be. I have no idea what that feels like.
Well, we going to get you. Well, you're going to see it in April, so we need to talk, me, you, and Fritz. You know what I mean? I'm trying to get you guys a day off.
Yeah,
you know
big.
I mean?
Oh, here we go. Big talking
big
Lou.
Big talk from Lou.
Yeah. Oh, I thought we were going to go to Augusta.
A trip to Augusta.
Me. I'm a big dog. Yep.
Guys, we'll talk about that off air. But listen, guys, listen to me. The defense really struggled before the bye, right? They've given up, you know, a lot of points before the bye. Now they have 4 games under 12 points. You have to be excited about that. Am I concerned about the offense? Yeah, but we've also had a high-powering offense before the bye as well. So it's just a tale of two halves. So the only thing I'm concerned about is our offensive line. I mean,
you say we had a high-powered offense.
High-powered offense? What are you talking about, Luke? Yeah.
Hey, Spike.
You're in a parallel dimension? Yeah. Louis, put it this way. I'm no longer like, I'm past the point of being, hey, look at it, I'm mad about it, hey, look at it. I want them to win the Super Bowl. I'm just being honest that when I look at it, I'm just like, I don't know how this isn't going to bite them. Maybe it won't. Like, you know, the Chiefs last year figured out a way to get to the Super Bowl without having a very good offense. They just figured out a way. Maybe they figured out a way. I'm just being off, like, honest. I'm watching the defense. It gets me psyched. I'm watching the offense in that second half, and I'm just saying to myself, how is this possible, you know?
Yeah, listen, I understand that, but don't have recency bias, and just remember that we started this year off strong, scoring 24 points or more in our first five games. Now, I'm not saying that that's an issue, and we, like, okay, we don't have a high-powered offense right now, but we have the ability to do it, and that's what I am putting my hopes in when it comes to big-time football. You know, Josh Allen can't do it, okay? Joe Burrow can't do it. Jim Herbert can't do it. Come on, the gunslinger took down the slayer yesterday. Took him down.
Yeah.
Come on, man. And I'm not just saying he wins games, but in the higher...
Man, we usually do win games, though.
Yeah. It's impressive.
Can you say we instead of he?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well,
grow up a little.
Yeah, I mean, like, come on. Game. Yeah.
See?
What?
You guys know I'm a Jalen guy.
Always.
You are.
But games like yesterday is another reason why I don't believe in QB win stats.
Except when you need it.
What are you talking about?
Except when
I can say a win is a win and he wins.
I agree.
Yes.
We agree.
But the QB win stat.
Yeah, you won't never hear me. You won't see me use the QB win stat. Have I used it?
No, I might have to break out some audio. But you are largely not a QB win stat.
Yeah,
largely.
Yeah.
Well, because of stuff like that.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, of course. They won the game. He didn't cost
them
the game.
But you can't say they won the game because of Jalen.
No,
yesterday.
Of course.
But he avoided sacks in the second half.
Hold on. They scored 13 in the first half.
He
man.
Did?
He
yeah.
did.
Again,
yeah.
was prepared to come in here and say, you know, he does rise. He's a riser. But then the second half happened.
All right.
So well, who's the second half on?
I think it's Betullo.
It's all of them. It's just all of them.
I didn't see Jalen miss throws yesterday.
Well, I mean, he didn't complete any throws.
What I mean by these, I mean, like, wide open throws.
Yeah, I think.
That's a good point. He did not complete
he
the
didn't
pass
complete,
in the
he
second
also
half.
Didn't, he didn't run the ball in the second half either.
He did not run the ball he in didn't the run second the ball. Half.
So,
yeah.
And neither did Joshy.
Well, he did. Josh
barely.
Did.
I know.
Well, there was the one run that got him to the goal line.
Yeah. It's like he was
there. A couple there. Yes, yeah. He was. Josh.
Yeah. It was a shame to see that from Josh.
Yeah. All right. So, speaking of whose issue it is, good time to talk about Sirianni.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, the first thing, this isn't an audio thing, but I think it speaks to some of the things he said afterwards. Sirianni's running off walking off the field, and he's screaming, I don't hear anybody saying anything right now. I don't hear anybody saying anything right now. They're not saying blank. They're not saying blank. I guess, I don't know if he's talking about the Bills fans or who it is. A.J. Brown sort of looks at him almost like the people in the office looked at Michael Scott. I know you've never watched The Office, but that was sort of the feeling.
It's pretty good account.
Yeah. He also walked past the locker room and had to turn around, which was also a bit of an awkward moment. Yeah. So he gets – it reminded me of the yelling at the Chiefs fans in 23 a little bit.
Yep.
He gets fired up. It's part of his nature. But then – so he said a couple of things afterwards that I thought were interesting. The first thing is he was talking about people – I guess not being happy with the win. This is what he said.
You got to give yourself points when you win football games. There's always things to clean up when you come out of a football game. But if you come out of a football game where you win on the road again in a hostile environment, man, they got really good fans against a really good football team that's had the sustained success that we have. Like if you come out of this and you have and you're just thinking about all the negative things that happen, that makes for a miserable existence. We'll get there. We'll get to what we need to clean up you know, really good first half by the offense, not a great second half, and a lot of different reasons why. I'm never gonna. Winning's hard in this league, and I'm always going to enjoy a win. And then I'm going to be really hypercritical on myself first and foremost, and then the rest of the guys after that, and the coaches. So yeah, you feel great.
Yeah, I had no problem with it. I thought, now this is not the going up the tunnel part of it. I just that I can deal without.
Yes,
I can deal without the high school thing.
Yes,
and by the way, I don't believe he's talking to Bills fans.
Oh, you think?
I think he's talking to naysayers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yes, naysayers.
Yeah,
that may have been critical about who they had beaten.
Yeah.
The previous couple of weeks versus going up there and what they did yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I don't think he was talking about Bills fans because there was no animosity going into that game from Buffalo. Like, they got their own things they're dealing with. They're not worried about us. It's an AFC-NFC crossover matchup.
I actually think Bills fans and Eagles fans kind of like each other.
They are kind of like each other.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's what he was talking about. Now, to what he said at the podium, I completely agree with him. And I hope he got that message across to his players, because this wasn't the case a couple of months ago when they were sitting. I know I sound like a broken record, but when they were sitting at 8-2 and we were complaining about how the wins looked, and everybody, and even by Saquon's own words.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
The atmosphere on the sideline, at least on the offensive side of the sideline, what did he say? Was terrible? I forgot. The
Saquon actual, said, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the actual
whether
word.
Whether it was
Saquon
awful or
said.
Terrible
awful
or something
like that. Yes. So that lets you know that they weren't enjoying the winning aspect of it. Yes, you want to play better, and you always hold yourself to a high standard, but winning is hard, and going on the road and winning a game like that is something that you should take joy in, right? Like, it is so difficult in this league to win that if you start to take winning for granted, eventually you won't be winning.
Especially on the road in Buffalo.
Yes. So I completely agree with everything he said there, and I hope the players take that to heart. At least the messaging coming out, listening to the players and some of the post-game interviews, it wasn't hypercritical of themselves and how they played. It was at least somewhat satisfaction from them that they got a win on the road against a tough opponent who they actually could see in San Francisco in about a month.
Yeah, I think, you know, even thinking back to, was it the Cleveland game that he brought his kids out?
Yeah.
And he just, he seems so excited with a win. He doesn't understand how other people don't feel the same way.
Right.
And I think it's probably twofold. One, it's just his natural reaction to it. Two, he's probably frustrated that the team doesn't feel the same way. Because mm-hmm. I think when he brought his kids up to the podium after the Cleveland game, he was just thinking to himself, we won the game. Isn't everybody happy?
It's a good win,
and
yeah.
He was surprised that everybody wasn't happy.
Right.
So then, all right, so the only parallel I want to draw from the tunnel thing to something he said after was, I think sometimes when he gets very excited with a win, he's done a very good job of talking after games, of being pretty concise and not saying something that he shouldn't. he's evolved
sure.
in
yeah,
a big way.
I agree.
But
yeah.
he did say something about the offense afterwards that kind of felt like Nick was really excited and not really thinking about everything he said. Here's what he said.
In the process of doing a better job, you were talking about how you had to get more involved. Does that happen in real time when the play is called by Kevin, or do you go back to him at the bench and say, hey, we could do this, we could do that?
Yeah, it's hard in real time, Sal, because, you know, if there's a play called and then I say to myself, right there in that scenario, like, then you're going to get low on the play clock. So it's got to be better communication from me. I'm saying Kevin did a great job, especially in that first half. I just need to do a better job there in the second half. Again, everything that is on that field has my name on it, nobody else. So I had to do a better job there. And so it's tough in real time, Sal. It's got to be something that's done a little bit more by me in the in-between series. And that's always a challenge because you're managing the game, you're looking at different things, you're trying to make sure you're looking at things. But I have to do it. I've done that before, so I need to do a better job in that stuff.
So I think what he's trying to do is take the blame, but what he's actually doing, I think, by saying something like that, is you sort of make it seem like Kevin Petullo can't handle it, like by saying, I got to go in and change the play call when it's not good.
Right.
Or I got to talk to Kevin. I got to go do
sure.
that more.
Yeah.
It was almost like... Now, he also said something there that I thought was interesting, too. Everything out there has my name on it. And I think at some point this year, it was probably when he started becoming more involved in the meetings, he was saying to himself, hey, look, this guy was my pick. If he goes down, this looks bad on me. I got to make sure that this looks good because my name's on it. But I think in trying to take the blame for Petullo, I think he sort of undercuts him a little bit by saying, you know, I got to get in there and make sure we're calling different
sure.
plays. You know?
I see what you're saying. I don't think that was his intention.
I don't think that was his intent either.
Right, but I can see where, someone can take that and be like, well, hold on. Is he the OC or not? Is he?
Right,
is
you he, said he was calling all the plays.
Yes.
So is he not calling all the plays?
Yes. Is he capable of doing this job?
Right, right.
And it's one thing if he's trying to say, if there's a play that I think we could have run that was different, then I need to say something as opposed to not saying something.
Sure, yes.
I'm thinking that's what he's trying to say. Like, if I got a suggestion, maybe I need to be a little more authoritative with that. But I don't want to step on my guy's toes. I don't know. I it was a little clunky. It was.
I
think he had well intention. But like you say, somebody hears that and they could take that a totally different way.
Yeah, that's how I took it both ways. I took it him trying to take blame, but also in trying to take blame, saying like, well, wait a minute, who's doing this and
right.
who's not doing it? And also, I start to think he's like, you know, it gets busy. I don't have time to talk to Kevin before. I'm thinking, well, what are you? I don't know. What are you busy with?
What are you busy doing? Well, he's paying attention to other things.
Well, you're
too.
Not telling Fangio what to do, right? I don't know. I mean, aside from talking to your coordinators, and you certainly know Vic Fangio is not taking your advice.
You're saying he does have time.
Yeah, my guess would be, unless he's reading books or something on the sideline. All right.
What if that came out?
That he was also reading books?
Reading books?
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Richard in Springfield. You're on WIP. What's up, Richard?
Hey, fellas. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's.
What's up, Richard?
I believe they need to get Barkley to the outside, but they got to do the old key fires. Running back option. All defensive backs are coming up so fast. He throws one of them pitches out to Goddard. They can't come flying up on him, and he'll be able to get through right or left, however you just want to do it. He's having his problems because they're all keying on him. And Hurts, as they're doing it these last couple weeks, they need to roll that pocket out. When they roll that pocket out, you see how nice he gets that ball out? He's got time. He can't stand back in that pocket. They just attack him. And they're my 2 points.
So, I'm sorry, the first one is you want more read option? Is that what you're saying you want? Or you want to use a fullback?
Running back option. The way Keith Byers used to throw it to Keith Jackson.
Oh,
yeah, Spike.
Oh, come on, man. You want Saquon to throw the ball?
What, he's not talented enough? Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you,
a halfback pass.
Yeah, how many times do you want to Saquon to throw the ball?
One time, so it'll take.
All right. Yeah,
ball comes flying. 7 acres on him.
Yeah, halfback pass. Listen, we used to have a halfback pass in the offense. Westbrook threw a touchdown, I believe, in a halfback pass.
Yeah, you want to use – it's a trick play, but I don't know that
it
would –
be a staple in offense.
No.
Although Keith Byers threw a lot of touchdown passes as a halfback.
He did. But it was 40 years ago.
I want to steal that play the Bills ran at the end of the game.
The hook and ladder?
The hook and ladder?
They did it last night, too.
I know.
Yeah, they did it – the Bears did it, too. Yeah. Or the Bears did it, yeah. Thank you for the call.
Take that play.
Yeah.
Hook and ladder? Yeah. It just works.
They called it at the right time, too.
Yeah.
They did the Texans game.
He threw that ball short of the sticks. I was like, what the hell is that?
Yeah.
And then here comes the 26 running around the corner.
Yep. Yeah, it was pretty great play call. Pretty great play call. Yeah. Because
that's
fourth
what I thought
down,
we were
right?
going to lose. Yeah, it was fourth down.
It was fourth down. I thought the same thing. I was like, why are you throwing it six yards?
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I called it right.
As far as keying in on Saquon, the running game issue is. There are a few issues. Mm-hmm. The biggest one is the offensive line. They're just not playing well this year. They don't get very much push. Saquon gets hit before the line of scrimmage too often or at the line of scrimmage too often. That's the biggest one.
Man, he had a couple of nice runs up that middle where I was like, oh, there he is.
Yes.
Like, oh, there he is. Because I'm used to seeing him hit the edge or what have you. But when he starts running in the middle and making guys miss, man, I thought they were going to have a big day yesterday.
Yeah.
And they did.
Now, we didn't see really any Jalen running yesterday, which I think does help.
I don't think
Saquon.
I saw any. Did we see any?
I think he had officially had three rushes, but maybe he was just escaping.
Right. I think that's what it was.
It was a pass. He ran to the sideline, got a yard or two. But
and then the tush push is one of those rushes.
Did we tush push?
Yeah, out the end zone.
Oh, we did. Right. When we were at our own one.
Yeah.
Right. We had two of our, I think, better running games of the year the last two games against the Raiders and against the Commanders. And Jalen ran, I think, 7 times and 8 times in those two. And I think it's going to have to happen in the playoffs. We're not going to see it this week, most likely. We didn't see it yesterday. I think it's going to have to happen in the playoffs. If they're going to win playoff games, the running part of his game is going to have to be there. And they will have successfully managed through the regular season with that not being there, but it makes a big difference.
Well, the postseason is when you really bring it out.
Yes. Yeah. They have to.
I agree. Hell, you got all offseason to get healthy.
Yes.
it's time to win. Yeah. It's time to go to the Super Bowl now. Don't you feel it?
Yeah. What are you thinking, Jack?
A little bit. What?
What do you think? You've been saying the run is coming.
Yeah.
Do you think the run's coming or no?
I think they're going to be a tough out. Like I don't feel how I felt last year, where it's like I thought they were so relentless because they could run the ball on you. But I also think they're a really tough out because I think that they're just a winning football team. So I don't feel as like they're a lock to win the Super Bowl.
Confident, yeah.
I don't feel that way. But I also would be surprised to see them getting knocked off.
I would agree with Elliot in this context. He does overstate the importance of turnovers. But I do think they're sort of in the spot where if Jalen were to throw a pick six or something,
turnover and a touchdown?
It could bury them.
Yeah.
A play like that could bury them, you know? And in him taking an incompletion or something and just not turning it over, I think the way that they're playing this year, it just might have to be the way that they do it.
Yeah. Remember that hater Troy Aikman on Monday night?
Yeah.
He was ripping Jalen.
Yeah.
I didn't hear Tom Brady doing any of that.
No.
That's a winner.
He was complimenting.
He knows what a winner is.
Did you hear
is.
How much he was complimenting the play design?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a little birdie.
Well, it's always a birdie.
Yeah.
It's always a birdie.
He's like, play design, leather gloves, play design, leather gloves. You know, I think
Tom Brady likes Jalen.
He does. Yeah, sees a lot of himself in Jalen.
Really?
Does he?
Maybe.
The winning aspect.
The winning aspect.
Yeah.
He's talking about the composure and not taking the sacks.
Yeah.
And avoiding it. Yeah.
He was very locked in on leather gloves versus plastic gloves.
Plastic gloves.
Yesterday. He talked about it for two full quarters.
Well, the Devontae, whatever, drop or whatever. So those plastic gloves?
Yeah, he said it about Buffalo, too. Because there were
a
couple
of
passes. The Devontae catch? Yeah.
That was a catch.
It was moving.
It should have been.
So what? It was moving. He had his hand under the ball.
It should have been whatever they called
it.
It should have been whatever they called it. If they called it incomplete, I don't think they should have made it a completion. If they called it complete, they shouldn't have made it an incomplete.
And then they call it complete?
They call it complete.
Okay,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I think.
Especially when they gave the other guy a catch.
To me, watching the.
There are some calls to let the Bills back in that game.
Watching the replay, like. You could see it either way. So
sure.
They should have just left
just
it.
Stay with the call on the field.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. I also don't think that Josh Allen fumble was a fumble. Just saying. I don't think it was. The ball doesn't go 15 yards the other way if he's not throwing it forward.
Yeah, I hear you. And I understand that stupid rule, definition of that rule they're trying to implicate there. But he clearly wasn't throwing the ball. The ball really slipped out of his hand.
I thought he was throwing it, though. He was throwing it down.
I thought it slipped out of his hand.
It slipped out of his hand, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's why I said it was a fumble.
Okay, got it. All right, 215-592-9494. Coming up next.
And they ain't called a pick play on a touchdown. Come on, man. I ain't even getting into all the rest of the complaints.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I mean, you're holding AJ's arm.
Well, the Quinion.
On a deep pass.
Yeah.
The Quinion pass interference was
horrible.
Bad call. Well, they just call.
It wasn't even close.
They were
trying to get the Bills back in the game.
They call interference whenever they want to call interference.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Because both players, the offensive player and the defensive player, are doing it every single play. The offensive player is holding the guy off every single play, and the defensive guy is grabbing his jersey or holding his arm every single play. 215-592-9494. So you may have thought that the second half offense was the most embarrassing thing to happen yesterday. But it wasn't. The most embarrassing thing to happen to Philadelphia Eagles fans, all of Philadelphia, actually happened before the game. We will talk about that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, has given all customers a profit boost every college playoff game day. Now, that means more chances to level up your picks and turn big moments into even bigger wins. Ride with the favorite, take a shot on the underdog, or build a parlay, then apply your profit boost and go for bigger winnings. FanDuel is the best place to get into the football action all playoff long. And when you win, you'll get paid instantly. So visit FanDuel.com/local to get your college playoff profit boost today. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.